Right, and Nicole, the governor's office not responding to this tonight, but his attorney has, in a statement suggesting the charges leveled today may be very much overblown.
This has had a long-term effect on me. My neighbors and customers kept saying I was the governor's new girlfriend.
Along with the allegations, 55-year-old Sherry Ville released a photo of what she says was an improper encounter with Andrew Cuomo.
I know the difference between an innocent gesture and a sexual one.
She says it happened in 2017 as the governor was touring upstate New York surveying flood damage. Ville claims he aggressively kissed her cheeks, called her beautiful, that his office sent pictures and a letter, then called to invite her to an event. Her attorney says she didn't speak up sooner because her family feared retaliation.
Women like Sherry will no longer be silent. They will refuse to be intimidated by powerful men.
The governor's lawyer responding with a statement saying what's described is normal. As I have said before, the governor has greeted both men and women with hugs, a kiss on the cheek, forehead, or hand for the past 40 years. The three-term governor, whose response to the COVID pandemic made him a national celebrity, now faces multiple investigations, including a federal one for his administration's response to COVID in nursing homes and underreporting of the death toll. There are two state investigations underway, one an impeachment inquiry, another by New York's attorney general into allegations of improper conduct or sexual harassment by as many as 9 women, including a current aide and 3 former ones. Cuomo insists he's done nothing wrong. This was March 3rd.
I never touched anyone inappropriately. I never knew at the time that I was making anyone feel uncomfortable.
Calls for his resignation coming from most of New York's congressional delegation and dozens of state lawmakers. Sherry Ville did not join those calls today, but called the interaction at her home the most uncomfortable of her life.
He then leaned down on top of me, and while still holding one of my hands, he forcibly grabbed my face with his other big hand and kissed my cheek. Again, in a very aggressive manner. I felt like I was being manhandled.
And again, Governor Cuomo's attorney says many people got the same letter, photos, and treatment that Sherry Ville describes. Still, she and her lawyers say they haven't spoken to state investigators yet, but they plan to. Live in New York, Tom Negevin, News Nation.